Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my house.
Welcome, everyone, to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. We are back. The whole gang is here. Is this it for the last time this year, all three of us?
I think so.
Are we doing one? Well, I don't think we'll do one New Year's Eve, so.
Fuck that.
we'll figure something out, but this could be the last the one with the full crew here for the year. We're making it a doozy, guys. Saturday main event is this weekend. And like I've told you guys in the group chat, like I posted on social media this week, I'm so hyped for Saturday Night Main Event. It feels like a Rumble or a Mania. I am stoked for this, mainly because they brought back the music, the graphics, everything seems the same. Jesse the Body Ventura is on commentary. The one thing I'm really hoping for is back in the day when the wrestlers would do their promos with the graphic of their image or their logo behind them. And they would just cut like a one-off or a hard cam promo. I'm really hoping they can do that again. I think it'll be kind of corny and cheesy, but I'm all for nostalgia. You fellas know that. I like to stay rad. So
stays rad.
That's what I'm all about. But Saturday Night Main Event is this Saturday. We'll get into that in a little bit. One of the biggest things throughout the year that we've been following and participating in, and we'll finally find out. Who is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast Booker of the Year? We've been making picks for, I think it was 13 pay-per-views this year. I might be a little off on that, but so 89 picks we made.
Damn.
Yeah. And I've got the results sitting right next to me, fellas.
So one AEW pay-per-view.
Actually, there's two. On there.
Oh, wow.
AEW Double or Nothing and AEW All In. So we did make picks for that, but it's a pretty Fed heavy year for us here in 2024. But we'll find out who the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast Booker of the Year is coming up a little bit later on.
Fuck's sake.
Mike can accept that it's me.
In what world is it going to be you?
In this world.
I will say, between the three of us, it's within four points.
Fuck, so I really hope it's me.
I really hope it's me. I will tell you, Mike, you're in the top three. So.
God.
Scotty Villa here with Monday Night Mike, UK Tom. Monday Night Mike is off for the next couple weeks as he's taking a little vacay. Very earned, well-earned vacay. So myself and UK Tom will keep things reined in throughout the next couple weeks. We'll see what happens at Christmas. We'd have a show meeting to figure out what the plan is for the rest of the year. But quick note as well, guys, I've got the categories for
the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast Awards for 2024, which we will reveal early in January, probably the first or second show when we come back after the little Christmas break there. So I'll get those categories out to you guys. We'll see if we need to add anything, get rid of anything, but that'll keep you guys busy throughout the winter break. Like it. I like it. Fellas, before we get to Booker of the Year, before we get to Saturday night's main event, does the New Day still rock? Over the last 2 weeks?
Sucks.
I hear they suck.
Over the last 2 weeks, we've seen the 10-year celebration of the New Day turning into a double heel turn by Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods. Big E getting sent back to his desk job, crying, upset. Kofi and Xavier no longer at odds. They're now bros again, and getting
down
big WWE heel heat, trying to explain themselves this past week on Monday Night Raw. Tom, I'm going to go to you first. This heel turn by the New Day, you liking it? You digging it? You hate them?
I hate them in the world that I'm supposed to. I think they've done a very good job. I didn't see the double coming. I didn't see that. And it's very hard to hate Kofi Kingston. So we'll see how that goes.
Just look at his chest. You'll hate it.
Well, Big E should donate him some chest.
Yeah. Chest replacement surgery. Give me some of that too.
I got lots I can give you.
Nice.
Mike, did you like the double turn? Would you prefer it if only one of them turned heel? Would you prefer it if they stayed the New Day?
I mean, this is just going to bring life back to the proper New Day. We're going to ride this out for a bit, but they're going back to the New Day we know and love, probably at WrestleMania.
Wow, you think this is a short heel turn?
Yeah, I disagree.
Nah, man. You want to go back to selling cereal? The reaction you'll get at Mania will be so good.
But they haven't sold the cereal for years.
I would say they haven't really cereal. They haven't really sold gimmicky merch in a few years. So,
but that's turn them heel just for the big come together, probably with Big E at Mania.
I don't think it's going to be that quick of a turn back. I'm kind of torn on if
what are they going to win the what are they going to win the tag belts?
Who cares?
They're better off as the gimmick they were.
I like what we've seen so far with this past week with the crowd booing them like the crowd's been doing Dominic Mysterio for the last couple of years. My guess is they probably juiced the audio a little bit, but that's perfectly fine. I like it. I want them to be scumbag heels. I don't necessarily want them to be pure chicken shit heels. I don't want them. A couple of weeks ago, I said I want them to be badass heels, and I think I meant scumbag heels when I was listening back. I'm like, yeah, badass isn't the right term, but I want them to be scumbags. I want them to cheat at every possible way and win a lot. So when they
Xavier Woods plays the trombone, that motherfucker couldn't be a badass if he tried.
There you go.
I will accept scumbag heels, but at the absolute minimum, they need to be chicken shit heels. I would prefer a scumbag.
I think within the scumbag realm, there is some chicken shit tendencies in there. But I think scumbag's the right way to go. I think
they go hand in
hand. I think they've got to be nasty, mean. I think they've got to talk down to people. I think they've got to low blow everybody that they can find to low blow. And I think they need to cut great promos, which is what they've been doing. Xavier Woods is a great talker. The guy can
disagree.
Well, in your house, in your household, you guys got a disdain for Xavier Woods, but I'm
hard disagree. Really? Never give that man a mic again.
Wow.
Give Kofi the mic.
And I'm not the biggest Kofi guy on the mic.
I'd rather listen to Kofi.
I don't know.
Keep it together. We're doing a show here.
Sorry.
I don't mind Xavier Woods on the mic. It's his job. It sure as hell isn't wrestling.
Well, that's true.
Oh, I will not stand for this Xavier Woods slander. Very good wrestler. Very good on the mic.
He has a cool elbow drop. Fuck all else.
I think he's good. I think he's good. I think this is a. I can't completely disagree with Mike, because if in 2 months the crowd just doesn't care about the heel New Day anymore, holy fuck. if they don't care about the heel New Day anymore, then yeah, I could see them pulling the plug early and be like, we need to get them back to being good guys. Now we're getting some sort of like quote unquote superstar shakeup where people are going to be changing brands. I'm hoping that this pumps a little bit of life into the Raw tag team division. And we kind of, do we see the Motor City Machine Guns coming over? I don't know. We need a very strong heel tag or baby face tag team right now on Raw. Cause you don't really have that outside of the Viking Raiders or they're the War Raiders again. Sorry. But I'm very much in the camp of, you've done a good job building up you've done a good job building up the tag team division on SmackDown. It's gonna be an editing fucking nightmare. Holy shit.
Yeah, fucking leave it in.
I think you've done a good enough job.
The New Day heels suck.
Mike, no,
grow up, you two.
No, you're jumping the gun on this too
much.
It's
gonna be your new Sami Zayn.
It's not going to be mine.
Yeah, good.
Terrible. Sami Zayn's in main events all over the place, and still,
you know, the easiest way to juice up the Raw tag team division.
What's that?
Take the tag titles off of Finn Balor and the walking fucking Funko Pop.
Damn, man. Goddamn fucking loser has a title.
it might happen next week because the Judgment Day are defending their tag team championships against the War Raiders on Monday Night Raw. And Finn Balor's also having a match at Saturday Night's main event. So I think they're planting seeds of dissension within the Judgment Day. And I
Thank
think
fucking Christ
in the next couple weeks, we're going to see a bit of a implosion. So as long as Carlito ends up on his feet, that's all I really care about. God bless that man. He's cool. But what do you, do we think Big E is within the storyline and cleared to compete and they're just waiting for the right moment? I personally think Big E's never wrestling again.
I agree. I don't think he's coming back. If he was cleared for any type of physicality, they would have at minimum kicked him in the balls.
True.
I think that helps push it though. Right?
Yeah,
like, have you believe until the moment, like, where it actually counts? It did not there.
I hope he comes back. I like Big E.
Me too.
I would love to see him back in the ring. I just don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen either.
I do.
I hope you're right and we're wrong. I really hope that you see him at some point. Now, do you think when he comes back, we get another heel turn and Big E turns heel too?
No.
It would be, if he did come back, it'd be the way to get the New Day Rocks chance coming back, or ride out the sucks until it just naturally turns into Rocks again.
I think we get Wood stays as a heel. Kofi doesn't know what the fuck he is. Big E's the big returning baby face. We get a triple threat at Mania.
Oh, it's fun booking, right?
Did we ever get the Shield triple threat? I don't think we did.
No, I think the closest was
we got the Money in the Bank thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really good booking, actually.
I don't think they're going to give up the chance to have another triple threat like that when they fuck the dog on the Shield thing happening.
I mean, you win both ways. You do that match, they hug at the end, you have them come out on the Raw after.
And then Xavier Woods retires.
No.
Wow.
He becomes Intercontinental Champion.
Why?
Because he's really good wrestler. He's a really, really good wrestler.
But they just made that title mean something again, and you're going to put it on a jobber?
No. You guys, Xavier Woods is a very good wrestler.
Who takes the pin in New Day matches every single time?
The guy that's the most over.
So, well, it's not because Kofi doesn't.
Kofi can't have someone lay across his chest. His chest plate will cave in. He's got no meat on.
Can you remember the first time Kofi wrestled Gunther? I think everyone was like, ugh.
Yeah, he's going to pull right through his body.
Gunther's about to touch his heart.
Guys, let us know your thoughts on the New Day. Do you like the heel turn? Are you fully against the New Day? Give us your predictions. Hit us up on the socials at In My House Pod. Let us know what you think. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky. I think that's it, but that's and YouTube too. Feel free to give us a shout out on the YouTube as well. And let us know what you think about the New Day. Do the New Day rock or do the New Day suck?
I'm also genuinely interested if I'm the only one in this camp with Woods. So if you agree with me that he sucks, let me know.
Yeah. Hit us up on the socials. I'm ready to get excited again. I brought it down because we had a serious topic about the New Day. And now it's time to get very excited again because, guys, this weekend,
the party's on its way and it promises to be quite a bash.
This December, your Saturday obsession is back. WWE Saturday Night's main event on Long Island. Tickets on sale Friday with pre-sale Thursday. Scan the code for yours now.
Saturday night's main event is this weekend.
Two GCW shows.
And two GCW shows. Is Jesse the Body Ventura doing anything on those shows?
He's doing a death match, yeah.
He looks like he's done about 50.
Well, you would too if the government was after you. Is Megan Bain on any of those? Megan Bain on any of those shows?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, well, she's not.
You're just going to have to tune in.
Originally, you guys heard it last week, we were going to include Saturday Night Main Event picks for our Book of the Year category, but because I blew it as a producer and forgot that Mike is off next week in the next couple of weeks, we can't do that. So we're still going to talk about the show, make our picks just for fun, for the spirit of Christmas. I think we'll do that. And I'm excited. You know, I've been excited. I've said it 1,000 times on the show, how excited I am. The music just gets me like just feeling so damn good. It takes me back to my childhood. I enjoy, well, that's not necessary. I love that they kept the graphics and they keep referencing to we're going retro, we're going old school, which makes me think the same ring skirts, the same banners, the same music. I don't know what the entrance or stage is going to look like. It might be very generic. I don't know, guys.
It'll be the generic one.
I'm really hoping so. If they updated it a little bit with the big Saturday Night Main Event banner, I'd be perfectly fine too. But I'm excited. We got Mike, is it five matches?
Five matches.
You know what I'm hoping for from Saturday night? It's the only thing I kind of want. Remember the old school nameplate that was yellow and red?
Yes. It was
literally just their name in a line.
Mm-hmm.
I want that. I always like that.
It's a great look. It's a great look. It's my obsession, guys. I'm so excited about it.
We can tell.
So it's Saturday night on NBC. So it's not on the WWE Network. Haven't seen it yet on the guide, but it's on NBC. From it's 2 hour show, we're getting five matches. Mike, what's one of the first matches we got on Saturday night's main event?
Now it's SmackDown deciding the Women's United States Championship match.
Yes,
yeah,
between either Bayley or Chelsea Green, Mishin. Is that how you say it?
Mia Yim,
yeah, Mia Yim, right? Or Tiffany Stratton.
It's got to be Chelsea.
You think Chelsea and Tiffy time?
I think Tiffy time gets fucked and it's Chelsea versus Mia Yim.
Okay. I'm not mad at that.
You're especially Chelsea? After,
I think it has to be. Like, I don't want it on Bailey, and Tiffy time makes no sense.
I think
she already.
I think Tiffy time makes sense.
I don't think it makes sense on Tiffy.
He's got the fucking thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Gonna cash in.
But I think it could make sense. Who is the Meechan?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be her. But
I think she's earned it over the last little while, where she's been working great matches on SmackDown, really, really solid matches. But I don't know. I'm kind of torn between Bayley and Chelsea. I really am. They're meeting each other in the semifinals on Friday on SmackDown. I'm going to go Chelsea.
I also am going to go Chelsea. It would make sense for them to do Bayley, though.
I agree.
On NBC, right?
It yeah. would, but have you seen the level of, like, Chelsea? This is Chelsea's belt going on.
Yeah.
And, like, they're listening to that shit a lot more than they used to.
It's true. Like, I'm in agreement. Like, I'm picking Chelsea. And I think Chelsea's put the work in.
She needs a new finish, but yeah.
I agree. I think it would be a good, like, I think they're going to go all out for Saturday night's main event. I think they're going to do everything they can to make things memorable and things stand out. Chelsea winning and having that super over the top reaction, I think would yes. be a big moment for them on NBC.
Moving on.
What's next?
Just got flipped off.
I'm here.
Did you just get flipped off?
Oh, I did. Yes. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, good. The Women's World Championship. Liv Morgan versus Io Sky.
I want Io to win, but I
we think all do.
I think Liv's gonna continue her reign of fucking boredom.
You got it.
Yeah, Liv wins, but I think on one of the episodes of Raw, maybe even the first one of Raw on Netflix, I think we get that triple threat with those two and Rhea Ripley. So, yeah, it's got to happen. But yeah, I think Liv retains here tonight, but Io shows out.
Always does.
Yeah, really always does.
She looked great on
the World Heavyweight Championship. Oh, did she?
Yeah. Did you not see that?
Highlight, so clearly.
Did you not see that in the 20-minute video you watched, Mike? No.
She did look good.
Always does, though. Real talent. The World Heavyweight Championship match. Gunther versus Damian Priest versus the fucking loser, Finn Balor.
Gunther.
I was, Tom and I were talking about in the group chat there. This was originally just supposed to be Finn Balor versus Gunther. I was very excited for that match. I thought it would be very, very good. Damian Priest gets added after Monday Night Raw. I think it'll be a good match, but kind of feeling a little bit cheated. I wanted that one-on-one. But yeah, I'm going Gunther all the day.
Next up, Redacted versus Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre has to win.
I agree. I 100% agree.
In 13 seconds.
Well, that's not going to be the case, unfortunately, Great Britain. But
hey, but it's a two-hour show. It's a two-hour show. And
yeah.
That's where I'm a little bit on Tom's side on this, because it is 2 hours.
Something is going to be less than a minute.
Because you think about it, we usually get five matches on regular PLE for WWE. This is just a two-hour Saturday night's main event, which is going to be one of the greatest moments of all time. Something has to be short and sweet, and it's going to be one of the next two matches. I'm worried that Sammy's going to get smoked really, really fast. By the way, it's Sami Zayn versus Drew McIntyre. I'm worried that it'll happen.
Now you got to bleep that.
Yeah.
I am bleeping shit.
This is going to be a nightmare for you.
You're making all this editing work for yourself.
I am bleeping shit. I'm worried Sammy's going to get smoked. As soon as that match was made and I saw it was five matches now, I'm like, oh, there's someone's getting squashed. I think Drew needs it. And I think Sammy's the guy that can make it look credible and violent and stiff. So I'm going Drew. I think we're all going Drew. And that leaves what I perceive to be the main event of Saturday night's main event.
Yes.
You mean Kevin Owens winning the WWE title?
Oof. Hit me with it, Tom.
Kevin Owens.
You think they're going to do it?
I think they might. They need something big for their return to NBC. And Cody has, I mean, I know I'm spicy and grumpy today, But Cody's been a failure as a champion. Get the belt off him.
Whoa. You know what? Calm down over there, fanboy. Calm down.
A failure? In a sense.
He's had the most
I don't
matches
think his,
this year.
I don't think
not fucking Cody.
Is.
He's had 95 matches this year.
How many on TV?
Not
like
as many.
Two.
Not as many. But he's had the most matches.
I
he's had the most matches in WWE this year, according to a report.
I don't give a flying donkey fart about house shows. They do not count.
Nice. Get him, Tom. Get him.
Do not get me. Do not
I
get me.
It's a weird show with no Roman, no Punk. I mean, where's Super Cena?
Not at Saturday night's main event, I don't think.
I know.
Happen his bald spot.
He'll be on the. We can't talk about bald spots, yeah, Scott.
I can. I have many. I have so many. Cena needs to stay away. Wouldn't surprise me if he showed up, but he needs to stay away.
Well, he'll be on the next one on January 25th.
Ooh,
yeah,
I can't wait.
He has to be on it.
I can't wait for January 25th.
I do think like Cody's going to retain, but this is where you have fun. Like, are we waiting on Randy till Rumble, we think?
For the triple threat, I think so.
Yeah, you think that's the better move instead of having Randy come on NBC TV? A little more like again, not to say Cody's not established, but like I think more people know Randy Orton from longevity of the product.
I'm kind of wondering if it's Cody that gets smoked, not Sammy.
It wouldn't surprise me.
All right, what's your reasoning?
What's my just the way the promos and everything's gone. Kevin needs to fuck shit up, or. Does Kevin Owens drop him with a pile driver and the match doesn't happen?
Amazing. That if that's the route you want to go, go that route.
And then Kevin wins the title at the Rumble in the triple threat.
I think Kevin's got to beat him one-on-one clean. And I feel a certain way about what Tom said about having him basically squash Cody Rhodes. Kevin Owens, do you remember when he won the title in NXT for the first time? He destroyed Sami Zayn. Destroyed him. To the point where the ref just stopped the match. Sami Zayn didn't get pinned or submitted. He just stopped the match because Sami was done. He was out. And that was Sami's first title defense as champion on like a pay-per-view at the time. I think
it speaks volumes.
It did speak volumes. And I don't remember what press conference it was, but Triple H had referred to Kevin Owens as like, he's the prize fighter. Like he is a dangerous, dangerous man. You need to be careful. What a better way to prove that Triple H is right by saying that, by have him completely destroy and dominate Cody Rhodes and take that championship.
Well, then we could combine both ideas. The match happens really, and it's short, but during the match, Kevin Owens hits the pile driver, referee stops the match. Kevin is a champ.
It's possible. I with everything that we're saying here, it reminds me of when Brody Lee beat Cody Rhodes in AEW for the TNT championship. It was a squash match and it got Brody over big time and it did some damage to Cody with the AEW fans, in my opinion. I don't think that happens here, but it could happen at Saturday night's main event. I'm with Tom. I think Kevin Owens walks out champion. I don't
because
agree that
Cody's
he's been
a failure.
I don't agree with that. Cody's been a failure. I will agree that some of the booking hasn't been great. He hasn't had a heel. He hasn't had a heel like Kevin Owens all year long. He's had little rivalries. He's had very good matches with his opponents, but there's been no story.
He's had one good match as champion, and that was with AJ Styles.
There's been other good matches.
No.
I'm here for this kind of Tom. I am. I really am.
I don't like it. He's talked shit about Xavier Woods. He's talked shit about Sami Zayn. And now he's talked shit about Cody Rhodes.
I like Cody Rhodes. He's just not WWE champion material.
What?
What he said. Get the OTC his belt back.
Don't do that either, but
a part of me thinks, guys, that Kevin wins the title and at WrestleMania, it will be Kevin Owens defending his championship against Sami Zayn.
Ooh, I hope not.
Kevin Owens said last week on SmackDown, Michael Cole brought it up to him. What about Sami Zayn? And he said, I'll cross that bridge when I get there. To me,
I think Sami wins the Rumble.
I don't know. I'm not sure how they get there. I think Punk wins the Rumble and goes after the Raw Championship. But I think we're getting something big with Sami and Kevin. And they had great chemistry in NXT. They had a great story in NXT when Hunter was running it. I could see them trying to run it back on a bigger stage. It's just a wild theory.
Read that, but have they not done this between the two of them? Come on, man.
Yeah, they've done Vince's version, which was okay. Great matches. Dude, remember Battleground 2015? Amazing.
The Chambers in Toronto.
Chambers in Toronto. So it could be there too, yeah.
And if Punk wins the Rumble, the SmackDown Chamber will be to see who faces the WWE champion.
I like it. Mike, are you going with Cody Rhodes retaining?
I am going to go with Cody retaining.
Okay. Sounds good.
Is that because both buy your hair dye in the same place?
No, I have a Zack Sabre Jr. color.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's not the same thing.
It is more Joe Hendry.
Believe in Joe Hendry.
Yeah, talentless is what I am.
Didn't that die off quick?
Guys, we only got a few minutes left here, and I do want to get into this. We got about 4 minutes left. I hope you're okay with that. So throughout the year, we've been making our picks. I've been writing them down. Full disclosure, I did a terrible job of keeping it in one book. I had it spread out through three different notebooks between work, home, and another book.
Tallying already sounds fishy.
I've got everything here. I ripped all the pages out of the other books, and I put it in one book. Starting for 2025, I will have a dedicated book that I will carry with me everywhere I go.
Everywhere?
Pretty much, because this was a huge pain in the ass.
Not my diary.
Your diary. They said mean things about Cody Rhodes.
Sami Zayn is a national hero.
He is a national hero. Jeez Louise. So I kept records of all of our picks. The total came to 89. 89 picks overall. And like I said, between the Booker of the Year and the Jobber of the Year, it was 4 points. 4 points. And I was going through it, and just as a little heads up here, there's one AEW pay-per-view. I think it was All In, where Mike took a real nosedive. He was doing pretty well.
Yeah, I knew it was that one.
So
is that
I'm
the one where I went 8 for 8.
Well, which one was that?
There was an AEW pay-per-view where I had a clean sweep.
Yes. Yes, there was. So yeah,
Don't like hearing that.
I fucking do.
So I went through everything twice. Because one, I'm not good with numbers.
Love
but
that.
I used a computer, and the computer helped me. So I've got computer data. That's what it's called.
Perfect.
Data.
Who is Jobber of the Year? Who is in third place?
In third place. It kind of hurts me a little bit. In third place is UK Tom.
Yay!
Fucking Jobber.
It was close. It was close. You had 60 out of 89. So that's where you're at. So that's still what? Like a B?
I don't fucking know. You do grades weird here.
I'm sorry. I forgot you're from across the pond, ain't it?
I might.
Headset off and everything.
Tom has left the pod. Perfect.
Motherfucker.
Oh, I love you so much. Okay, so it's down to myself and Monday Night Mike. One of us has 61 out of 89, and one of us has 65 out of 89. The winner and Booker of the Year, the 2024 In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast Booker of the Year, Monday Night Mike.
Yes!
Mike,
fuck y'all.
Mike did very well at WrestleMania this year. He did very well at the Royal Rumble. Mike went 6-for-6 at the Royal Rumble. Did a great job there. We all
just got annihilated at anything AEW. <though. Yeah. laughs>
Actually, at AEW Double or Nothing, you were 6-for-9, and Tom and I were 7-for-7. But yeah, all in, you were 3-for-10.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's rough.
Tom, you had a bad night at Clash at the Castle. You were 2-for-5.
Clowned hard about that. Yeah, we'll have to go back and listen to that show. This is the fun, is like going back to listen to the show.
I don't even remember that pay-per-view,
dude. I didn't either. I was like, what the fuck is Clash and when was that? So I was going through calendars and everything, but yeah, Monday Night Mike 2024 In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast Booker of the Year. Mike, you got anything to say?
Fuck you.
I mean, in a way, yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Exactly.
I'm happy to see that Scotty Villa, Sami Zayn lover, number one, did not win back-to-back years. That's very exciting stuff. UK Tom being a jobber, also excellent news. Welcome to the show.
Story of my life.
We're so happy to have you here. It's been a real great year. Really great year of pro wrestling, and I'm so happy that I get to hold the championship.
You want to know a fun fact that I know?
Yeah.
Today is my 56th podcast.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
Man, that warms my heart.
Love that.
That's a fun fact. Worth not putting in the actual episode notes.
Everyone celebrates their 56th, right?
Oh, also quick note to all the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast faithful. Thank you for the last 30 days.
Yes.
Thank you. I don't know what happened, but there was a huge boost in listens. So thank you to everyone who comes here for all the pro wrestling bullshit. We appreciate it.
Or do you come here to listen to us pick on Scott? Because we can do more of that.
Yeah, let us know on the social. Scott, go ahead and pitch those real quick.
Add In My House Pod everywhere you find your favorite socials.
World Blue Sky.
What the fuck is Blue Sky?
Go find out for yourselves now. Guys, that's it. The show is done. Wrapped up. UK Tom and myself will be back to talk Saturday night's main event next week. Monday Night Mike, Booker of the Year. Have a great trip. We'll be chatting with y'all again very, very soon right here on the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Love you.
Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house.
It's my house.
Yowie wowie.